This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. 844-551-8255 if you want to share voice with me. So I want to start this hour with a story about the mad pooper. Oh, man, some stories have leftism written all over it. This happened in Colorado Springs, which tells you a lot. Because, look, Denver, Colorado Springs, bigger cities in any state, they are full of leftists. Colorado Springs, outside of the Air Force Academy, man, a haven of leftism. And cops are looking for this woman. They call her the Mad Pooper. And she's been caught defecating in front of houses for weeks. Now, when I looked at this story at first, and I thought, is she defecating in front of multiple houses? And she's doing this in public. She's out for a jog. I want you to think about this, because I go out for a walk with my dog. I take doggy bags. But I don't take toilet paper for myself. I don't know how you guys. Dude, what about you fellas? You don't either? No? Okay. Just curious, maybe baby wipes? Hey, baby wipes are not dependable. Don't trust them. You'll end up with monkey butt. So, anyway, this woman, she goes out for a jog. Look, and that brings up another thing. Before I go out for a jog, I go ahead and take a dump. I don't like the feeling. Have you ever? I know you've had it. You've had that feeling where you know you got to use the bathroom. That's a terrible feeling. If you know you have to use the bathroom and you can't use it, let's say you're on a job, it's a horrible experience because you're like, oh, shoot, whoa, no, this is not good. And I'm not talking diarrhea. I'm talking about just, I got to go, I got to take a dump. You cannot operate at full capacity when you have to take a dump. Even if you're sitting around and you're like a writer, you got to take a dump. If you don't take a dump, your writing will suffer. I know this firsthand. And I know I'm not the only human being feeling this way. You must feed the beast, the toilet. Nature calls, you must answer. It's the way we're built. So, I can't imagine you're, okay, I'm going for a run. Ooh. Like, okay, when I get up in the morning, I'm as regular as rain. I got to do number one and number two. Let's just say I got to do number three because I got to do them both. If I went out and just started running in the morning, I would run less than half a mile, guarantee you, before I have to come back. And I would run that half a mile back a lot faster than I ran it going. You get what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be because I feel good. It would be because I got to hustle and get back. But this lady, she goes for a run, don't know how far. Looks like it's just like the shot they showed of her, you can't really see her very well, but a lady saw her. Kathy Buddy, Buddy or B-U-D-D-E, she told KKTV the unidentified woman has been relieving herself in front of their Colorado Springs home for at least 7 weeks. Her children even caught they've dubbed this lady the Mad Pooper. They caught her squatting with her pants down in front of the house. Now, I don't know if she's doing number one or number two. Because how do you squat that quick, get up, and start running? All I can say is Occupy Wall Street, ooh. Hillary Clinton, ooh. You know what I mean? How do you do that, pop up and go, see ya? Like, you know, you get caught. You don't even get the wipe. You get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to build a visual for you. You understand me. I already know. You people out there going, Kevin, we get it. She says they are like, there's a lady taking a poop. So I come outside, and I'm like, are you serious? This is what she told KKTV Buddy, Kathy Buddy. Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? She's like, yeah, sorry. I would like to know more from Booty, which kind of is funny that her name would be Booty or Buddy. I'm calling her Buddy, but it could be Booty, which would be really funny, ironic. Booty said the incident happens at least once a week for 7 weeks. She catches the woman, and all the woman says is, yeah, sorry. No. Do you? Look, I'm not one for violence. I know how to provide protection against violence. I've been trained to do it. But I run this lady down and say, hey, what's your problem? Did you bring a poop bag? Get your stuff up at the very least. I'm going to make sure I know who you are. And I say, next time you poop in front of my house, I'm going to hit you with a BB gun. Come on, seriously? Once a week? She said she recalled catching the jogger doing her business last week. She said the woman changed up her time a bit because she knew the family was watching. This woman is alternating her time to go poop in another lady's home. And doing it in such a way that she's, okay, let me put this a different way. So there's poop in your home the first time. And you go, what the heck? Who let their dog do this? That's number one. Then you catch her. You go, oh, the kids are like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And you come out and you're like, what the heck are you doing? Oh, sorry. Boom. Then she changes up her time and there's poop in your yard again. You're no longer thinking it's the dog. It's kind of like when somebody, you know, farts. And the dog doesn't make a movement, and you know, you get what I'm saying. You're not going to just keep beating the dog. You're going to go, okay, stop, Kevin. Just stop it. And I'm going to look over at you and go, what? And laugh, right? Because I'm the one doing it. At this point, you know this lady is the one leaving these piles in your yard. It doesn't matter if she's sneaking them in at 1 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If there's a pile there now, she's no longer blaming the neighborhood's Great Dane. The neighbor's Great Dane. I'd run her down. I'd make her pick it up. I'd find out where she lives, and I'd make sure there's a lot of poop in her yard. Lady says I put a sign on our wall that's like, please, I'm begging you, please stop. She says she's run by 15 times and then still poops. See, this is liberalism. Please stop it. I put a sign up. Be like that 83-year-old dude I was telling y'all about that threw the guy off the building. You go grab that lady and rub her nose and throw her down on the ground and rub her head in. And you know how you get, that's how you can train a dog not to do the doo-doo in his kin or, you know, in his pen or on your floor. You rub his nose in it. He says it's abnormal. This is what the cop says. I've never seen this in my career. Well, you have now, Mr. Police Officer.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was reading Newsmax, the fake conservative rag, and they send me stuff every day, and I keep up with them just because I used to do hits on their program, and there's a couple good people over there. Don't misunderstand me, but it's not a conservative outlet. It just flatly isn't. And I proved it to a friend of mine one time. I said, just look at the headlines. I go, the headlines are tell you everything because they give you the first impression of the article. And whether it's good or bad, if Trump did good or bad, the headline will be bad. And then you might get to the article and it'll be Trump embarrasses at the UN. And hey, even though people are happy about it, Trump, a lot of people are saying he's an embarrassment. They never write it from not even a neutral perspective. They write it from a leftist perspective. Anyway, they were touting Hillary's downloads to her book and the number of books. I think they said she sold 800,000 books. That's the report. No, that's not what she sold. That's what's been printed. And I have to tell you, when it comes to the Clintons, you got to understand what you're dealing with. You got to understand that everything is orchestrated and contrived. So I talked about Hillary getting these setup questions with NPR that she later came back to untalk about. all the things she's talking about on her book tour are, quite frankly, there's nothing new. There's nothing salacious. There's nothing that talks about the controversy. It's all what happened. And let me promise you this. The people that are buying this drivel are getting these books at cost so that the numbers will rack up, because they got to make Hillary look like she's relevant when she's not. So they said they printed. They were very clear. They printed 800,000 books. You haven't talked about how many they sold. See, I think Simon Schuster carries this one. Whoever it is, it's carrying the book. They look at it as Hillary's maybe she may be a lost leader. Now, they lost a fortune on hard choices. But they go, it may be a lost leader, but it keeps us in the news. And that free press is worth it. Simon & Schuster, Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, we did Hillary's book. So they'll go out and get a book that will actually sell. Like they'll go to, I don't know, the chick that wrote Harry Potter and go, we'd love to have your next book. We did Hillary Clinton. Oh, you did Hillary Clinton's book. So they'll use Hillary as a loss in order to, you know, feather their nest with this, with the other stuff. What gets me is in the downloads, I think they said, I forget how many, because Newsmax reported it, and it's a respectable number, but it isn't a respectable number for somebody with her clout. They're not going to get their money back on that number. Guys, something's bugging, making my nose, where I can't talk. Is there somebody like, whoever did it, just try to find it, because it's bugging me right now. Anyway, I love that Hillary won't contest the election. That was the news we reported. Now, again, NPR, she says, you know what? I don't know the mechanism involved. It could be maybe brighter minds than mine might be able to figure it out, but I'm not one to contest. Then she clarified her statement the other day, which was left more ambiguity, because essentially she said, you know, I don't know if there's a case. I'm not one to be talking about it. Maybe it could be. I'm not sure, but I don't think there's a constitutional way. You know, so what she says is, you know, I believe I'm president, but there's no way for me to technically prove it. So we have to just kind of leave things as they are. And you know what? I'm not going to contest the election. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be pretty bold and pretty bold, pretty brazen to be sitting here, the loser. I mean, a complete loser, two-time loser, and you're implying that, you know, I still have a legal remedy should I want to be president. First of all, Hillary, one of the things she said was like, you know, she referenced Kenya. We talked about this the other day. She referenced Kenya as if, well, if we did the election again the way they did in Kenya, things could be different. Let me tell you something, Hillary Clinton. If they redid the election today, poll numbers, whatever you say about Donald Trump, he would beat you worse than he did. That's what would happen. There's a part of me that wants to, you know, that wishes you could prove it. We could just go out and say, let's do a mock election. We treat validly. I would love to see this. This woman is full of herself. So the idea that I won't contest the election, I'm just going to let, you know, things stay. You know, it is my right, maybe, to contest, I'm not sure, but I'm going to leave it alone because I have no other choice. Because nobody wants you. I don't know how to tell Hillary Clinton or anybody else on the left this except to just be blunt. Hillary Clinton has lost so many Democrats because they finally got to see what a hypocrite she is. She cheated Bernie, and then in telling Donald Trump, we should respect our electoral process, blah, 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 she lied when she lost and says, well, I won the popular vote, and now she's attacking the electoral vote. She's got minions talking about, we don't need the electoral college, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. And people wonder how Trump won. There was a leftist, he tried to explain the appeal of Donald Trump's UN speech. And here's what he wrote. The big idea for many of the president's core supporters, his appeal has always been more about tone than substance. I'll tell you this, nothing could be further from the truth about me. I've never cared about Trump's tone. I've cared about the substance. Build a wall. protect our borders, make America great again, America first, bring business back, less regulation, less government. His delivery is horrible, generally speaking. What this fool wants us to believe is that, you know, it's been about tone. Let me tell you about tone versus substance. That was the epitome of Barack Obama. Style versus substance. But you could substitute the word tone. Style over substance. I would love to have these guys tell me what Barack Obama did of consequence. If you're gay or you're Muslim, you might have a few things to talk to me about. But outside of that, nothing that helped the public as a whole. In fact, most of the policies that Barack Obama did hurt us. They made us less safe. They made us more vulnerable from a financial perspective. There are people that can't afford health care. And that was going to be his legacy. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, that his Obamacare looks like it's finally maybe going to die. And I don't know whether that's his Trump reaching out to the left and them finally saying, look, let's give a little to get a little. It's not for me I certainly don't know. I can speculate because that is my job. But whatever the case, we're finally getting something done that I hope is going to impact us. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the left is trying to explain Donald Trump's appeal. And I want to give you a feel-good story of something that happened a while back with the LGBT community that really set relations in America back quite a ways, but it looks like it's correcting itself. So stick around. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. So I found it laughable that Hillary Clinton says she won't contest the election, as if that's even a possibility. That's the thing that just gets me. It's like, well, you know, I won't. Not that there, I mean, there's not a constitutional way I could do it. You know, she's hemming and hawing. The fact of the matter is, there's nothing to contest. Even if you had the ability to contest it, which technically she does, you're not going to do it, and you're not doing us a favor. By not contest, you know, I'm going to do America a favor and not contest it. Let's pretend that Donald Trump is really president and I'm not. It's so funny to listen to her. And then I started out talking a little bit about this appeal that Donald Trump has at the UN that the left doesn't recognize. And this one guy wrote, the big idea for many of President Trump's core supporters, his appeal has always been more about tone than substance. And I got into, what are you talking about? If there's any president that's been about substance, it's Donald Trump. But it just goes to show you how distorted the left remains. He says this, commentators often misunderstood his 2016 success by overly focusing on the specific policies he's proposing. I'll get it out in a second. What is the deal with speaking today? To borrow one trite formulation, the media took Trump literally while voters took him seriously. Many Republicans who backed Trump in the primaries were willing to overlook his apostasies on the issues they theoretically care about most, such as abortion or guns, because they liked his style. What do you mean? See, this gets me. Donald Trump is anti-abortion. He understands that pro-life, it's not really his decision, but he said it. He absolutely said, look, I can't tell women what to do, but I find abortion abhorrent. That's what he said with his own mouth. I mean, it may not have been exactly those words, but it was along those lines. And guns? What are you talking about? This dude is pro-gun? What does he want Donald Trump to do? To go out and license new gun manufacturers? I mean, I don't even know what... How could he prove to be more guns than he is already? The dude has been seen with the guns. There is no legislation you will pass that will pass Donald Trump's desk that infringes on the rights of gun owners. Nothing. What are they talking about? He goes on to say this. The brashness, bellicosity, swagger, machismo, whatever you want to call it, that made so many elder statesmen so uncomfortable was central to his success. Let me tell you what all that was. That was a guy who said, I will not apologize to you for being successful. I will not apologize to you for any mistakes I've made in life that don't involve you. That's why Donald Trump won, was because he said, you know what? I'm a flawed human being. And you may look at me and go, he's an egomaniac or he's whatever. But you know what? It's my life. I've led it. And if being successful makes you uncomfortable, sorry for you, because it shouldn't. You should be happy to live in a country where you can enjoy this type of success. You can take an investment and get this out of it. You can raise a family like I have. Divorces notwithstanding, look at my family. Ex-wives that still deal with him. Ex-girlfriends that speak highly of him. Business partners that still are involved with him. If Trump was the ogre they made him out to be, how could he possibly have done so well? So Trump said, in your face, and he didn't leave it to chance. Whenever they attacked him, he attacked harder. Let me tell you something. My son, I don't know if you've seen this movie called The Accountant. I can't stand Ben Affleck, but this I only watch it because it's on regular TV now. But anyway, there's a scene where his dad teaches the boys how to fight. And he tells his son, you're either going to fight, his kids are picking on him. He's like, you're either going to fight, it's like four kids, or you're going to be a chump all your life. And he says to him, which are you going to do? And the little boy gets out of the car, walks over, and he's autistic. But he's learned, his dad has taught him how to fight, paid for him to learn how to fight. And the little kid goes over, you're thinking to yourself, he's a meek little dude. And man, you should see the scene. That scene is Kevin Jackson in one little snippet. He immediately goes over to the guy who was giving him the grief. And I mean, this kid just, and I mean, he hits him so fast, it's crazy. The other kid grabs him from behind. He kicks another guy, gets away from him, and starts, hits a second kid. He goes down. The other kid takes off running, and his brother jumps out of the car to run that kid down. That is me and my brother fighting for each other right there. That is us, you know, saying, okay, it's yours to start, but I got your back. There's only four of them. My brother wouldn't even have to get out of the car for four of them. But so anyway, you got to see that scene. I saw that scene and I said to myself, I brought my 10-year-old. I said, let me show you this scene in this movie. If you watch nothing else of this movie, you're going to watch this scene. So Donald Trump got out of the car and went over and started beating the crap out of everybody in the system. He beat up the left. He beat up the rhinos. He beat up the media, the establishment, the Black Lives Matter, all of them. All of the special interests, the gays, the feminists. He just started whooping everybody. And you know what you did? You got out of the car, and as they started running away, you chased them. Good for you. This guy goes on to say this. Many conservatives feel like the system in Washington and the world is broken. They don't want leaders to prevaricate or speak the language of diplomacy. They want a street fighter. I hadn't even read that before I told you guys what happened in that movie, seriously. So he goes on to say that we saw that street fighter at the UN, particularly after we had seen Trump cutting these deals with Chuck and Nancy. It had a lot of people going, wait, whoa, what's going on here? Now, those are the novices, the people that don't understand politics. Trump is Trump. Let Trump be Trump. That's what Lewandowski's book is going to be. But Trump is Trump. He cutting deals with Nancy and Chuck. If you believe Donald Trump's going to cut the people that got him elected a bad deal, you don't know the guy. Just either get off the Trump train or, you know, go learn politics. He's not going to cut a deal. Are we going to have to give a little to get a little? Sure. Am I happy about that? No. Would I do what Trump does? Probably not. But we'll get what we want in the end, because that's what ultimately has to happen. Trump takes a piece of land and builds you a magnificent property. That's what he does. So give him the land, he'll build the property. He may have to grease the hands of a few union bosses or whatever, but you'll get your property. That's what you're looking for, right? Stop looking into the details, guys. Look, I understand the Tea Party movement. I understand what we wanted to accomplish, and we've done a pretty good job. Now we've got a warrior. Trump said this, Rocket Man's on a suicide mission for himself and his regime. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself for its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. I love that talk. Because let me tell you something. As much as Trump doesn't want to do that, don't think it's off the table. And don't think that by the time if we have to press that button, that the world won't say, you know what, it's time to press that button. Now, nobody wants to see a nuclear war. Too many innocent people will be killed. But short of that, you'll see that drastic things will happen in North Korea. He goes on to say this: conservatives who praised the speech focused mainly on the way Trump talked about North Korea. John Bolton declared this was the best speech of the Trump presidency because people will remember Trump's threat against Pyongyang. I think he was as clear and direct as it is possible to be. That's what Bolton said. For Americans, plain speaking is still a virtue. There was a lot of plain speaking in that speech. Eric Erickson called it the best speech by President Trump so far. Said it was because he did not mince words. A White House contact told me that the president intended to wake up the United Nations to the threat North Korea poses on the world stage by using harsh language. I think it probably worked. Foreign policy elitists treat the president's statements about North Korea and Rocket Man with the same disdain they showed Reagan for his evil empire remarks. But I suspect both presidents will have the last laugh. With President Trump, we're not going to get the soaring rhetoric of Barack Obama or the happy smile and sentiment of George W. Bush, but we are not going to get Reagan or Clinton. What we're going to get is a blunt instrument who understands he can occasionally use his bluntness to make real change. Another person wrote, Charles Hurt, said, the apology tour is over, praising the strong dose of straight talk. Folks, what you're seeing here, Eric Erickson was a no Trumper, a never Trumper is what they called him. And I don't know about these other folks. Bolton probably liked him. But the point I'm making is this. There are people who are never Trumpers who are finally going, you know what? This is what we have to have. They get it. We are not provoking North Korea. This is a madman. And the world has capitulated. Barack Obama for 8 years allowed this man to build nukes that the Clinton administration allowed him to do on paper. And now that time is ending.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talked earlier in the broadcast about the people who benefited during Barack Obama's reign of terror. And the gays certainly were those who got a leg up on the rest of America. Special interest group who got carved out to get a little bigger piece of the pie. The only people who probably benefited more are illegals. Illegal Mexicans specifically, but illegals in general. You could argue that refugees, Muslims, did pretty well because they got to blow up a few Americans and under the guise of refugee resettlement and the fact that they want to be here to assimilate into our society when in fact they don't. But sometimes things have a way, karma has a way of working itself back around And we've seen cases where gays have become Gestapos against people. Just like the women's movement went against companies like Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A, who were against paying for contraception as part of the Obamacare mandate. And the left didn't look at the religious principles of these people and say, you know what, these companies, and say, they're entitled to that. But had they been a Muslim company, they would have done something and capitulated. But they wouldn't do it for them. There was a point for these gay Gestapo, these Nazis. And, you know, we use this term pretty openly now in politics, but the fact of the matter is these people did act like Nazis. They would just destroy us in terms of our business ventures and things like this. They would destroy us. They would go in intentionally looking for things for, you know, to be upset about. Oh, you're not serving gay this or gay that. And knowing that, you know, look, you can get a service anywhere you choose, but they targeted companies, and they had targeted a baker, if you guys don't remember. But and it wasn't one. It were many, in fact, that over time it ended up being others. But it looks like revenge served cold tastes like ice cream. I call this sweet revenge, the story we're about to talk about. And I don't know what the gay couple is worth who sued this baker who refused to bake their wedding cake. I don't know whether they're worth thousands of dollars or they're worth millions of dollars or whatever. But whatever it cost him, I hope that it ends up being treble damages to this couple. And I don't consider that bad karma, but I hope that they lose everything, to be honest with you. That's the only acceptable karma for these Nazis who dare try to force somebody into indentured servitude for their BS cause. If someone doesn't want to do a service for you because they have a business, the government should not be able to step in and say, you will do this. It's not a government contract. It's a person saying, I reserve the right to refuse service. Look, if I went into a bakery and he says, Kevin, I'm not baking you a cake. I don't bake cakes for black people. I'd go, no problem. I'd leave. I wouldn't call the NAACP. I would tell friends of mine, have y'all ever been in that bakery ever? Yeah, you know that one up on such and such? Yeah, he won't bake cakes for black people. I didn't know that. Yeah, he doesn't. And eventually, I'd alert anybody black, don't waste your time in this. And I would even go to the guy and say, hey, you might want to do this so we don't waste our gas and our time and our energy. Say, I only bake cakes for white people. You don't even have to exclude, say, I'm excluding everybody. Just say, I bake cakes for white folks. And I'd be cool because you'll save me the time. But I don't care because you know what? Around the corner from him or up the block, 3 miles away, whatever, is going to be somebody who's willing to bake me a cake, who wants my money. Now, I get it, people. Well, Kevin, if he's got a business, that business should support everybody. I completely agree. And typically it would. And oh, by the way, this business supported gays. The business of the cake baker. It supported gays. You know what that business said? That businessman said, come in here. I don't care about your sexuality. Enjoy my donuts, my cakes, my cookies, or whatever, all my pastries. But if, when it comes to baking a wedding cake, I draw the line on that product. He didn't have a sign up that said, I don't bake cakes or sell goodies or whatever to the gays. This case never should have been adjudicated in any way. He was not discriminatory against gays. There are many gays that went to his cake shop and got cakes that he had on display and bought all the other products that I mentioned earlier. But when you want him to bake a wedding cake, he said, I draw the line there because I don't believe in marriage between two men or two women. So that to me is a sacred religious ceremony, and I follow my doctrine. And the government goes, no, you won't. Barack Obama has to jump in the middle and say, you're not going to do it. And he would rather shut this man down. Now you say, Kevin, why would he shut down the business? Because the principle of it for Barack Obama was bigger than the business. It was meant to put a scare throughout all of the businesses in the world. You will capitulate to the gay mafia. And the gay mafia took advantage of it. They went out terrorizing people. I got a gay cake I want you to bake. Bake me a gay cake. Are you going to bake me a gay cake? Or are you going to bend up like this guy? They couldn't just be, you know, happy that, you know, okay, so one guy won. You know, terrible thing to shut down a guy's bakery for this reason, blah, blah, blah. No, wasn't good enough. So for the masterpiece cake shop owner, Jack Phillips, who 5 years ago refused politely to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple, doing it on the basis of religious freedom, and that he doesn't believe in gay marriage, he triggered this lawsuit. Gays cannot marry. I don't care what they say. You guys know my stance on it. I don't care if you be happy. Be together. I don't care. But you can't be married. It's that simple. Nobody's trying to say that they don't deserve happiness as they define it. But anyway, he gets sued. Pretty simple concept, though, that he should be able to invoke his religious freedoms, particularly as a business owner, and say, in that particular area, I don't do such a... It would be like me going to a rabbi and saying, will you perform a non-Jewish wedding? And he goes, Kevin, I'm not going to perform that wedding. Why not? Because I don't know how to perform your weddings. I perform Jewish weddings. Or I tell a rabbi, you're going to give me a Jewish wedding. But you're not Jewish. Still, I'm going to marry my gay boyfriend and we're going to come up here and do a Jewish wedding. Or if not, I'm going to shut down your, what they call it, synagogue. Anyway, President Trump threw a wrinkle in their devious plans. The Justice Department filed a brief on behalf of Mr. Phillips. They filed it with the Supreme Court. They're due to hear his religious liberty case when the justices return to the bench. And they agreed to hear his repeal. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, will decide whether or not Phillips discriminated against the gay couple when he invoked his religious objection and legal right as a vendor to refuse to bake their so-called wedding cake. And I've already argued the point. If Phillips says, I don't allow gays in my restaurant, by the way, he could still do that. He'd have no way of knowing, but he could say that, and I would have no problem with that. Other than, I would say, what a bigot. What do you care where your money comes from? I think it's short-sighted. But I don't have a problem with him saying, look, guys, you can pick a cake, you can use whatever cake you want. I'm not making a cake for something that goes against my religious convictions. So the Department of Justice filed this amicus brief defending Phillips' decision to refuse service on religious grounds. And in the brief, Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall invoked the First Amendment. He essentially argued that people can't be compelled to create expression for a particular person or entity and to participate literally or figuratively in a ceremony or other expressive event. I mean, this is just bizarre. There was another cake gate incident, too, where a girl, Trump had won, and a high school girl, I think she was about 17 years old, wanted to get a cake, and it was a Trump cake. Her name was Mackenzie Gill from Bossier, Paris, Louisiana. She wanted a Trump 2016 cake from Albertson, and then she posted on Facebook her disbelief when they didn't want to do it. And here's what she wrote. Just left Albertson's. The woman behind the cake counter just refused me a birthday cake because I wanted Trump 2016 on it. Did that just really happen? And it did. It had just happened. She was venting on Facebook when she made the status and didn't think it was going to get as much attention, but it did. Not as much as the gay cake, but it got some attention. And she said, I just look up to Trump. Now, you may be thinking, well, Kevin, you're sort of not making your point here because she's getting a cake made and they refuse service. And I'm going, no, I'm not. I'm bolstering my point. I'm actually making a different point. But the fact is, she should be able to get that cake because there is no religious conviction. There's nothing to it. That was the president of the United States. But these people, the gays, want to go after somebody who has a legitimate objection, but you can buy any other product in their store they want. If he refused that, they might have a case, even though in my case, I don't think they do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.